Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. To a certain extent, this must be Nostalgia Week. Yesterday, on Tim Hortons Camp Day, I was in Wyerton at the Burford Street location and was reminded of the Camp Manitomono Co-Ed Softball Championship of 1974. Well, today we're back in Wyerton and we're down at Dockside Willie's, where they say the view just never gets old. From Dockside Willie's, I can see the beauty of Bluewater Park, including that historic ballpark where there's been so many great games played through the years. I can't remember exactly what year it was, but Brett Miller was hosting the OASA Midget Tournament at the park. I was on hand to do PA, now batting, on what was a gorgeous Saturday, located behind home plate atop the press box with a perfect view of the games, of the fans, plus Colpoys Bay in beautiful blue all in front of me. Now, not only was I doing PA, but I was also the sound and music director. In a rarity, I didn't bring my own compilation of ballpark tunes that day, as I was told I could use the iPod of one of the kids on the Wyerton team, and there's certainly no need to mention Mark Huey's son by name. So as you can imagine, the first inning ended. I hit play on the iPod, and some rapper belted out the 9 dirtiest words you can think of before I could find the stop button. Naturally, every head in Bluewater Park turned and glared at me for playing such garbage on such a delightful Saturday in a beautiful setting. At Dockside Willie's, the view just never gets old, nor does the memory of the OASA Midget Championship some time ago in Bluewater Park. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.